Good morning, Little Saigon, Seattle, Tacoma, Washington, Bellingham, those places in North and South Carolina. Good morning to all of those people who are drilling for oil somewhere in the deep Pacific Ocean. Good morning to the space travelers. Good morning to those people who boarded spacecraft from their home planet 45,000 years ago. You'll soon be arriving in Earth orbit, sending out messages of peace as you arm your 7,000 multi-gigaton nuclear warheads. Good morning to all of those in Wuhan, China. There's a good chance that your city will be destroyed through thermonuclear sterilization. Yes, it's January the 30th, Thursday, 2020, just after 5:20 a.m. here in Seattle, Washington. Pacific Standard Time, of course. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Let's catch up on the virus, shall we? Yep. 6,000. 6,000 people have been quarantined because of the fucking virus, I think. Is that what it said? Hold on a second. Nope. Hold on, people. I'm getting the news right now. I'm getting it through a quantum photonic upload. Okay, here we go. Here's the summary. Here's the summary. Shit. There are almost 8,000 cases of the coronavirus, the Mexican bat beer, fucking killer virus. There's almost 8,000 cases worldwide. That's what they're saying. Of these, 170 are dead. South Korea confirms first human-to-human transmission. China reported largest one-day jump in fatalities on Wednesday. Hong Kong warns of surgical mask shortage. Russia closes border. Fuck. Six thousand people are quarantined on an Italian ship. Thailand leads with the most cases outside China at 14. Good job, Thailand. Keep up those scores. You're going to win this one. Good job, Thailand. I have to say that I did not know. I really did not know that they were packing 6,000 people onto these fucking cruise ships these days. They look like monstrosities from a distance. They look monstrously gross. If I wanted to get some horrible exposure to terrible diseases and toxins, if I wanted to have a dystopian experience, I think I would go on a cruise. If I wanted to have one of the worst experiences of my fucking life, I would pay for a cruise. If I wanted to basically destroy my insides with terrible food and gumbus, if I wanted to potentially get raped by people who work in the, well, the servants' quarters of the ship, because sometimes if you walk the wrong direction on these things, you get taken down to the crew quarters, and then they rape you and kill you and dump you in the Atlantic where there is no law. That's where they dump, you know, Osama bin Laden. That's where all the criminals dump their bodies, somewhere in the Atlantic. Yep. The plague, the terrible, terrible plague of this monstrous virus is spreading. I do not have any idea for certain yet if this is real or if this is bullshit. I know that you're going to say, Dan, how could you believe this is bullshit? Well, because I've been fucked with before. On the other hand, this could be real. You just never know. You know, these days you just never know. I just don't know. It's like this cruise ship thing. 6,000 people on a fucking cruise ship. About 6,000 passengers and crew aboard the cruise ship Costa Smeralda. Fuck, what a fucking name. Costa Smeralda. Owned by Carnival Corporation, a subsidiary of Lucifer, Inc., have been confined to the vessel on Thursday amid new fears that two Chinese passengers, fuck, are suspected of having coronavirus, reported Reuters. That's pretty bad, right? 6,000 fucking people on a fucking ship. I mean, I know there are people... I love the ocean, oh, by the way. It's one of the reasons why I get sad these days, because we've more or less killed the oceans. But when the oceans used to be mostly filled with life instead of mostly death, I used to mostly love them. But I love being on the ocean as a human being. Not as a chunk of gumbus, not as a slab mold, not as some fucking charted cargo in a gumbus sphere filled with all kinds of crazy nuts... And everyone's scrambling for some of their fucking, what, Legionnaire's disease pasta? Fuck you. Fuck your Legionnaire's disease pasta. I don't need Legionnaire's disease. I was in the Legion. Thank you. Folks, I know that you probably say to yourself, Dan, why should I listen to your opinion about packing in 6,000 souls onto a giant fucking chunk of metal and plastic on the ocean? Because, listen, it seems monstrous to me. Not my cup of tea, not my cup of tea. If you gave me a couple grand, you know, estimate the basic cost of one person going on a Carnival cruise. You give me that money, I could probably buy one-third of a year's rent, one-third of a year's food, and probably a third of a year's reasonable amount of beer and weed. For the price of a trip, probably 2 to 3 months of that. Worst case, 1 to 2 months. But what do you get for $1,500 or $3,000 on a Carnival cruise? You get a tiny little room. You get really terrible fucking food. You get a lot of shit to do because the oceans are dying, so they don't want you looking at the oceans, really. So they got water slides, and they've got, you know, lots of bars so you can get wasted drunk after being sad about the dead shit you saw in the ocean that day. Yeah, and here's the two Chinese tourists traveling from Hong Kong and originally from Macau. Macau, wasn't that a movie too with like fucking, what's his name? Robert Mitchum? I would have never been fucking Gregory Peck. That would have never been me. But I would have been a Robert Mitchum. The two have been placed in isolation in separate rooms of the ship's sanitary space, said local media outlet. What the fuck? The ship's sanitary space? Have no idea what sanitary space there is on the coast of Smeralda, given that I think Smeralda means crabs, right? The coast of crabs? I'm kidding. It doesn't mean crabs, but it probably should. Shouldn't it? I don't know. In the Port of Savona. You know, this is funny, though. This is almost like out of somebody trying to adapt the memoirs of a Venetian from the 14th century. It's like a Venetian is recording the journals of the day. Like, what's the important news? Well, today, arriving in Venice on this date, January the 30th, 1342, fuck. On this date in Venice, the ship arrived, the Costa Crabs, some type of fucking cruise ship from the Near East, filled with Mongols and Gumbas folk, Turks and Azaturkians. Couple of them got the fucking fever. The church fathers say that we should burn the ship. The church fathers say we should burn the ship, but the city fathers, including the Medicis say that instead of burning the ship, this is what we should do. They say we should steal their gold first, and then burn the ship, and that's what we agreed to on this date, January the 30th, 1342, with the plague ship Coast of Smeralda, Coast of Crabs. Yes. Our good friend Marco Polo. I don't know what to say, folks. This story, I just don't know what to say. In my head, I reject it because this is the kind of bullshit that absolutely could lead to hyperstatism. This is the kind of bullshit where basically whatever freedom we had left in the United States of America could be instantly gone. And it doesn't matter if it's real, not real, or somewhere in between. Okay, this could be a bioweapon released by accident. This could be a bioweapon released on purpose. This could be the result of people eating bats. I never thought about eating bats because it seemed gross. Maybe I'm stupid. Maybe I should be more fucking open-minded. But I didn't even need to be told not to eat bats, okay? I think I was born with the basic idea that eating bats might be really fucking stupid. And so, why would you eat a fucking bat? So, yeah, I'm not a fan of bats. I'm not a fan of eating shit like that, unless you have to. I mean, that's my rule. I'll eat anything if I have to, except for probably people. I don't think I'm a cannibal. I don't know. You'd have to be pretty fucking hungry. You'd have to be pretty fucking hungry, and I just don't know. You'd have to have the right seasonings. You'd have to be very fucking hungry. It would have to be like months and months, if not years, into some horrible fucking crisis. And even then, I think I'd just rather die. And make sure my body is not used for food. I don't want anybody eating me. I'll set myself on fire. Yeah, I'll make myself charcoal. You won't have anything to eat. I don't know. Guys, I guess it is Thursday there, right? That's something. We made it to Thursday. Everybody should give themselves a pat on the fucking back that you made it to fucking Thursday. Good for you. Congratulations. Yeah, I don't know, people. This shit, fucking SARS versus Wuhan. Stocks tumble again, but who knows? They're probably not going to be tumbling much. Germany's got an overdose of renewable energy. That's terrible. Britain is going to release the secret UFO files. Fuck. This was on Zero Hedge, but originally published or authored by Aaron Kessel on the mindunleashed.com. And according to this article, they're going to release all the fucking ancient documents, all the fucking ancient shit. I mean, they're going to tell the truth about the ancient aliens and the travelers from other dimensions and the fractional fucking universe bullshit. No, I don't think that's what this is. Yeah, the news is getting so stupid too, because it's like, if in fact this virus is a big deal, then why is there virtually no discussion of like dealing with it in the United States? It's still being treated like it's a problem someplace else. So I'm led to believe that at least in the United States right now, we're not concerned. Because if we were concerned, every single flight from China would be shut down right now. Okay, they would be. I know people are saying, but Dan, why would we do something like that? I don't know. Because this sounds like a very dangerous pathogen and you want to slow it down. Because there's no good way to screen for it. And since there's no good way to screen for it, you at least want to slow it down. Because it's going to be mutating pretty fast in China. Why? I don't know. Maybe because around 20% of the world's population lives in that part of the world, you stupid fuck. And you might be able to shut down the airlines, but you sure as shit aren't going to keep that shit from spreading on the continent, are you? So yeah, I don't know why they're not shutting down these flights. It's the least you can do at this point, if this is serious. But if it's not serious, then it's just another mind fuck. It's just another mind fuck. You know? Let's say, what is the number of dead up to right now? 170. And then there are rumors that there are more dead. Okay, can I let you guys on a little secret when it comes to China? There are always more dead. Okay? The fucking Chinese lost almost 1 million dead during the Korean War. We lost around 20,000. Does that give you some fucking scale to understand that maybe there's always more dead? You won't know. It's not like they count. And I mean it. They literally don't count. There are people in China that don't count. There are people in the United States that don't count. And in that sense, they're never counted. It's kind of like unemployment. If you believe the current number, the unemployment in the United States is under 4%. But you have to be a fucking blithering idiot to believe that bullshit. What? Under 4%? If you told me it was 10%, I would know that was a lie. But under 4% is a total fucking lie. And you want to know why? Because millions of Americans are not counted. They're not counted. They're reclassified. One of the grand inventions of our good friend Alan Greenspan from back in the 90s. We reclassify the unemployed. We have different buckets. This confuses people. That way, if a person can't find a job after a certain period of time, we just don't count them. And if they go off and die someplace, who the fuck cares? Nobody cares, people. So I have no fucking clue if there are extra bodies being lied about in China. What I can tell you is that there are a lot of unemployed people not counted here. And those people are killing themselves, like committing suicide. And I'll let you know a little secret. The uncounted unemployed in the United States of America, male, female, all genders, veterans and whatnot, a lot more than 170 will probably kill themselves in the next couple days. Certainly the next month, but probably the next couple days, a lot more than 170 will overdose on opioids or simply just kill themselves outright or drink too much and have a heart attack. Deaths from slow or fast suicide will far exceed, so far, the coronavirus, if I'm to believe the number is 170. Or it's a lie, right? But how does that change much? It doesn't change much, people. It's a lie. We're stuck with another fucking lie. One lie on top of another. I worked for an airline company once for a very short period of time. It was a local airline company. The only nice thing I can say about that contract is it was at the end of the fucking light rail. So for me, it was a really awesome commute. But other than that, it was like working in a politically correct seminar of mind confusion and isolation and a lot of bullshit and a lot of fucking scummy behavior masquerading as enlightened employee relationships. It was a fucktard place. This fucktard place had a scheduling system for customers and a ticketing scheduling system for employees. And they had two different groups handling these systems. Now that never made sense to me. It still really doesn't. In fact, it sounds really stupid. If you know anything about this company, you probably already know which company I'm talking about. My guess is if they fly to China, they're not going to stop their flights. They don't. That company smelled like Beijing when I was working there. I'm pretty certain that that company is in some sense controlled by Beijing, directly or indirectly. So yeah, they'll keep flying as much as Beijing wants them to. And I'll say this again, if the Chinese invaded Seattle, I think about half the population, because, you know, probably half of it is Chinese at this point, but about half the population would probably come out and cheer them on. Come on, China. Bring us your bat soup. Bring us your dog souffle. Bring us your frog pizza. Bring us the French fries you make from the fat you dredge from the sewers in Beijing. Bring us all your tasty critters. We'd love to eat them. Thank you. Yep. Good old fucking Beijing. Good old fucking China. I don't give a shit about the Chinese people, one way or the other. It's not an ethnic thing. But the Chinese government is crap. And it pretty much every government is crap. The Chinese government is total crap. So I have no idea if this fucking virus is real. I don't. Or I should say, if it's real, who knows? I don't know. I find at this point in my life, I am completely burnt out off of being manipulated. I am so burnt out off of being manipulated that I have thrown up my arms and I've given up. I know in the next year, I'm going to hear friends and family tell me all kinds of bullshit. For example, over Christmas, I had a family member tell me how awesome Elizabeth Warren was. Oh, Elizabeth Warren, she's so wonderful. She's like an old soccer mom. Well, I mean, kinda. But did you hear her come out about how she wants to create laws to make disinformation illegal? Which again, folks, disinformation, fake news, these are euphemisms for censorship. But here's what's most important. Elizabeth Warren spent decades telling people, not a few months, not a few weeks or days, she spent decades of her fucking life telling people she was a Cherokee Indian. Now, here's something you need to consider. For me to be able to be okay with that, I have to assume she's stupid as fuck. Because how can you do that? If you're a white person from the East Coast pretending to be Cherokee, if you know about the Trail of Tears, if you know that essentially the United States was the kind of role model for both Japan and Adolf Hitler in the 30s, that our manifest destiny, where we wiped out almost all the Native Americans and the rest we put in concentration camps we call reservations, we basically gave them a lot of great fucking ideas. The Japanese in China, the fucking Nazis with the Jews, we gave them so many fucking great ideas. So here's Elizabeth Warren claiming to be Cherokee. To me, it would be like a Nazi whose father or grandfather worked at a concentration camp, the grandson or granddaughter pretending to be the child of a Holocaust survivor. That is, to me, the fucking equivalent. And yet she gets a fucking pass. How does that fucking work? If I claim to be the grandson of a Holocaust survivor, and on top of it, my grandparent actually, you know, worked for the Nazis, to me, that would make me a big old dirtbag. The reality is this. The people of Warren's clan, whether Warren wants to admit it or not, either were directly or indirectly involved or gained benefit from the mass slaughter of the Native Americans in the 19th and early 20th century. So it is wrong on so many levels, and yet liberals and Democrats will say, you need to forgive her for that shit. No, I'm not going to forgive her for that bullshit. I'm not going to forgive a trumped up white bitch from the East Coast, a fucking waspy ass, elitist piece of shit. I'm not going to forgive her fucking sideways hypocritical bullshit. She'll give speeches condemning people for whatever crazy opinions they have, for whatever lies they tell, and yet here she is with a giant fucking log in her eye. No, excuse me, she has the whole fucking redwood forest in her eye. How fucking stupid and tone deaf are you if you spend decades claiming to be the descendant of the Cherokee Indians? Do you not fucking know what happened to them? Do you not fucking know what happened to the Native Americans in the 19th century? Are you stupid? That's my question to Elizabeth Warren. Are you stupid? Because if she's stupid, then you can forgive her for that. But then why do you want her to be president? Why again? You want her to be stupid and the president? Well, that's a great plan. I hate being fucked with, people. And I know I'm not alone. I know about every fucking American in this, probably every American that's like us, we hate being fucked with. We're tired of it. And at some point, we either give up, we give in, or we explode. I've chosen the first choice. I've given up. There is no choice I can make that allows me to have dignity in America. The only dignity I have left is to say fuck you until I die. That's it. That's the dignity of being an American in 2020. I can spend every fucking day until I am dead saying fuck you. Of course, you know, I might not be able to say it anywhere else other than the loneliness of the fucking streets wherever I end up, but that's what I can do, at least until I die, is say fuck you. Fuck you for your tyranny. Fuck you for your war. Fuck you for your hypocrisy. Fuck you for taking the opportunity of human liberty and dignity and flushing it down the fucking toilet. Fuck you for your lies. Fuck you for your cowardice. Fuck you for poisoning the earth. Fuck you. And Elizabeth Warren, fuck you. You are a nasty ass old bitch. I hope that's clear. I got a little emotional there, didn't I? Guess it's because it's so early in the morning and it's the coronavirus making me crazy. Yeah, I don't know, right? Drink some more of my coffee. Now, this is a pretty shitty podcast, isn't it? As far as my podcasts go, this one's gone off the rails, but I'm going to keep going. No, I was reading, I don't know. And I'll tell you something else, too. This whole experiment with Hector Nunez and Twitter, it won't last for the simple fact that I will set myself up to be banned. I think I told Jennifer Rubin of the WAPO that she was an ignorant old bitch. I'm hoping that gets me banned. But you never know. This is an interesting experiment, because if I don't get banned and I keep pushing the envelope, then the question is why? You know, why wouldn't I be banned? I'm not special, of course. That's not even my fucking point. It's more like, what phenomena is going on right now? Is it the case that they just don't care about people voicing their minds? I don't know, folks. Here's an interesting question. If we are all living in a kind of open-air prison in the United States of America, and then one day you wake up and the prison gates are open, one day you wake up and you find out that the warden is gone, that the guards have abandoned their posts. One day you wake up and every prison door is open, and the warden is gone, and all the guards have abandoned their post. How do you interpret that? Do you say, holy shit, it's Liberation Day? that might be the meaning. That's right, my dear listeners. What if one day you woke up in this open-air prison and all the warden was gone, all the assistant wardens, all the fucking guards are gone. All the fucking workers, the prison workers are gone. Only the prisoners are left and the doors are open. Some of you might look at the situation and say it's Liberation Day. We're all being freed. Hakalu kale huzzah. We are liberated. But some of us would look at the situation and say, huh, I guess this whole place is about to be destroyed. And you could say, well, which side is right? Maybe the people that see the open doors are the ones that are right. Maybe, or maybe, like Rilke's panther, I suspect that beyond the bars there's nothing. That there might just be more bars. Elizabeth Warren spent her adult life telling people she was a Native American. She either knew about the mass slaughter and imprisonment and internment of Native Americans, basically a Holocaust, or she didn't. If she didn't know, that makes her stupid. If she did know, that makes her an opportunistic piece of shit bitch. So, like I said, if you're going to go vote for Elizabeth Warren, I got a simple question. Is she stupid or is she a bitch? Is she stupid or is she an evil cunt? I think that she's probably a little bit of both. But I don't know. In that case, too, I just don't know why you'd vote for her. But I do know why. Because you hate Cheeto Hitler that much. You hate Cheeto Hitler so much that you want the Ice Princess. You don't care if the Ice Princess also destroys the world. That's not even your fucking issue. You just hate Cheeto Hitler. Me, I hate all the bullshit. I hate Cheeto Hitler. I hate the Ice Princess. And yeah, I'm not a fan of any of them. You know, Yang, fuck. Fucking Yang and all of his idiot people walking around with hats that say math. Do you really need to broadcast that to people? Like, what? I don't think you know math unless you have it written on your fucking hat. And really, if you have to tell people you know how to add, subtract, multiply, and divide, perform algebra or calculus derivations, do you put it on your fucking hat, you fucking moron? Thank you. that. I was angry. That was me being angry on the keyboard. Yeah. That's stupid. I mean, I understand you want to communicate to people that Andrew Yang knows how to perform algebraic manipulations and mathematics and knows math. I think that's great, but I gotta say, if you have to broadcast to people that your candidate knows math, that's not good. I mean, essentially, that's like, well, my, you know, it's like putting in your hat spell, S-P-E-L, although with the witches, you never know how that turns out. But I know how to spell. Well, good job, Andrew. Good job. I know how to spell. Make me president, I can spell. Make me president, I can multiply and subtract and divide and add to fuck. Fucking Andrew Yang. Yeah, I don't know, folks. I don't know. A lot of you guys look at the whole humanity first UBI thing. You think Andrew Yang wants to help you out because the robots are coming. No. He just wants to make more room for Chinese people, H-1B visas. That's the truth. If Andrew Yang became president, you would probably see the entire software shop of the United States, every major firm, 50 to 60% Chinese H-1B within 5 years. And the rest would be AI, like they tell us. The computers will be writing the code. Of course, if all this happens, you know, probably everything will go to shit. Let me put it this way. Imagine you applied to American civic society the engineering and quality of a Chinese product. You know that shitty product you have to buy every year over and over again? Well, imagine that kind of workmanship, logic, and, you know, quality is applied to the entire fabric of American civic society. I'll let you on a little secret. We'll be eating bat soup too. Yes, we'll be eating rat soup and bat soup. And yeah, that'll turn out really fucking great. We'll probably have illegal organ harvesting for the malcontents. And don't forget, we can bring back the reservations, I mean concentration camps. Did I say reservations? Yeah, Yang, you know what, Yang, go fuck yourself. All you Andro Yang heads, go fuck yourself. If you're so stupid that you can't click two levels into a profile on Twitter, yeah, I'm really glad you put math on your fucking hat. There is everything on my Twitter profile to tell you that I am probably not a transgendered lesbian. In fact, if you deconstruct exactly what that means, I'm a guy who likes girls, who thinks he's a girl, but hasn't had his illegal surgery in Honduras yet. If you look at the fucking posters, especially the Yang ones, if you simply click on the website links, what it requires is basically two levels of investigation. Basically about a whole 30 seconds worth of work. Yeah. I'd say that the people voting for Yang are pretty fucking stupid. The fact that after posting this audio, I will probably get another 100 followers before I'm banned, assuming I don't really push the envelope, that just kind of tells you how fucking stupid they are. But again, they put math on their fucking baseball caps. So we know that they know math, great. Soon they'll be telling us they know how to walk. Soon they'll also, you know what, Dan, we know how to whistle while we walk. We want to put that on the cap too. Well, that's great, man, that's great. I'm so proud of you that you know math. Though, frankly, let's think about that one for a second. If you're a product of a public school, yeah, I don't think I'd put that cap on, because you might get tested. You might find out that you actually don't know math. That would be fun. I would love to debate Andrew Yang. I mean, yeah, drunk and high. Like, if I was drunk and high, I would actually make the whole debate about math. I wonder how that would turn out for Andrew. And all of his fucking followers. Oh, but he's got a degree. Yeah, I know about the degrees and the universities and how they work. So if you're going to quote me that bullshit, go fuck yourself. Are you fucking kidding me? The American academic system is sick and corrupt and broken. It's been broken my whole fucking adult life. So please, he could have a PhD in math, and I still think I could kick his ass just debating on the subject of math. Isn't that funny? So that's out to Andrew Yang. If you want to have a good old fucking math debate, we can cover fractal geometry. How about the application of linear algebra to flow problems? How about a discussion of strange attractors in the context of complex systems and state-space transition? And guess what? About 80% of the fuckers who vote for Yang and wear the fucking math cap right now have no fucking idea what I just said. If you listen to this podcast and I have not offended you yet, give it time. But if you listen to this podcast and you know math and you know how to spell and read good and you've taken care of your food, your water, your shelter, all the people you love and care about, including donating money to Andrew Yang. If you've done all these things and you still have money left over and you enjoy this podcast, you can donate to me using the Venmo or PayPal links on my SoundCloud homepage at iamsully.com. Or you can look in the description of this podcast and there will be links to Venmo or PayPal where you can donate me money. You don't have to. You're not required to. There is no paywall. And unlike most of the fucks out there, guess what? I ask for money at the end, which means you can stop right now and you don't even have to hear this bullshit. But if you do have the money and you are listening, I can use it. But if you don't have the money, don't worry about it. And if all you can do is recommend my crazy-ass podcast to 500 of your best friends, why not do that? And for this Thursday, January the 30th, 2020, Thursday morning, go out there with your fucking baseball cap. Your baseball cap that says math. Go out there and tell people you know math. That's really going to help Andrew. Can I give you guys some advice? If you want Andrew Yang to have one fucking chance in hell of winning the Iowa caucus or fucking any chance of winning at all, take off those stupid fucking baseball caps. I promise you, whatever idiot recommended this is a fucking idiot. If I saw you at my door with a baseball cap that said math, I would laugh in your face and then I would slam the door. So, if you want Andrew Yang, the brilliant guy, the genius, whatever, to actually win, then take off the stupid caps that say math. Because I'll let you on a little secret. Firstly, if you run into somebody like me, I'm going to sharpshoot you, and I'll find out how little math you actually know. And if you run into somebody else who thinks you're being an asshole, they're simply going to be pissed off that you're claiming to know math because, hey, they're a product of public schools. And they don't really know the math. And not the reading so good either. Yes, for this Thursday, January the 30th, Thursday morning, 2020, you have a great Thursday. You go out there and you fucking knock on doors in Iowa for Andrew Yang. Take off that stupid fucking baseball cap and knock on those fucking doors. Get people out to vote. If you're canvassing for Elizabeth Warren, make sure to remind people that she was a Cherokee once. Sure, she wasn't a Cherokee forever. But once you're a Cherokee, do you ever stop being one?